thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Joy is back in Katrina survivor David Sterling's life. Joy was Sterling's New Orleans girlfriend 2 years ago, and she was out of town the weekend the storm hit. When Sterling and his sons evacuated to Dallas, they lost touch with Joy. But last fall, they found each other, and Joy moved her family to Dallas to join Sterling's. They share a home near Keast Park in Oak Cliff.
We are buying. We are first-time homeowners, me and my little family. You know, this is, God blessed us when Joy came, and like I said, we put out ends together what we had, you know, the little we had. And when she came, you know, the family grew, so we had to get something bigger. $600, $700, $800 for a rental apartment, might as well try and get a house. And the grace of God, this is what we come up with 2 years later.
Sterling is one of an estimated 25,000 Katrina survivors still living in North Texas. But like two-thirds of evacuees here, he doesn't receive FEMA housing assistance because he was renting his New Orleans apartment. FEMA has helped former Lower Ninth Ward homeowner Elois Tino, but she says even with aid and insurance, she's overwhelmed.
Flood insurance paid, but homeowners paid nothing. I entered the class action suit and had to hire a lawyer. Right now, as we speak, he has $12,000 in his office waiting for me. The contents were worth over $100,000, and the property and the home was worth over $125,000. Oh, and out of that $12,000 I'm supposed to get, can you believe I'll probably only get about $8,000 of that? For these reasons, I, along with other evacuees, continue to have financial, emotional, and social issues. Our deepest desire is to become known as high-functioning, contributing members of this society. We are no longer known as professionals, a working class of people who value the work ethic. Instead, we are known by our FEMA number.
Tino was one of several Katrina survivors who spoke at a Day of Presence organized by Dallas Area Interfaith. City and county officials attended the memorial, where DAI leader and Katrina survivor Ada Simmons thanked North Texans for help thus far, but asked all citizens to provide more housing and workforce training. Simmons says it's tough for Texans to comprehend how much Gulf Coast residents lost.
Your clothing, furniture, books, and photos. Imagine losing your home itself, your neighborhood, your job, your school, your friends, your neighbors. On top of all of these losses, imagine losing your health coverage when you need health most. Getting used to a new life in a new city is more than enough to deal with.
Despite many losses, new homeowner David Sterling feels more hopeful about a future in Dallas than a return to New Orleans.
The place where I live is still not put back together. It's like saying, why should I walk out in an empty street when I got a roof over my head now? You know, there's no place like home, meaning Dallas.
FEMA will continue to provide housing assistance to Katrina survivors through March 2009, but the number of aid recipients has already fallen considerably, from more than 144,000 people in Texas a year ago to less than 20,000 statewide today. Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.